This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at neveriveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness and the American dream. This is the episode number 21. Change your attitude, change your life. I still vividly remember when my parents told me many years ago, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. The old saying summarizes it all. People don't want to listen to your complaints, accusations, or anger. They are fed up with everybody's bitching and negative attitude, but they are always receptive to a positive message. People love to listen to you when you are telling a pleasant, optimistic story. We can learn a priceless lesson from that. Negativity seems to be a result of fear, disappointment, and past failures. Why are so many people pessimistic in their outlook on life? It is because most people are unhappy, struggling, and this bleak outlook shapes their negative attitude. Their negative thinking automatically causes misery in their lives. For them, the glass is always half empty instead of being half full. Being positive is one of the key characteristics of successful people. Losers are negative and they think negative. They feel negative and act negative, which results in them being a negative life full of disappointment. Don't let that be you. Negative thinking affects our brain dramatically. Our brain is pre-wired to our thoughts and attitude. Positive contemplations always lead to positive consequences. Negative reflections always point to bad outcomes. Negative mindsets are stored in our brain and automatically shape our life. There is no escape. The negative energy always produces negative results and unhappy outcome. The good part of the message is you don't have to keep it that way. It might be easier than you think. One of the problems in our lives is that we see the world the way we want it to be and not the world really is. We anticipate that we shouldn't make any mistakes, encounter any problems and experience bad things in life. Since this is just a romantic fantasy, we are disappointed, feel bad and act accordingly. The only way to escape this devil's circle is to turn the tables on pessimism and focus only on a positive attitude. This can be done, but only you are able to do it yourself. Your attitude is everything, and you can change your mindset with a number of little but very important steps. We encounter negative situations every day. We can't change that. What we can change is how to react to it. As bad as the message might sound, it mostly has some not so bad or even positive aspect too. You must find an optimistic viewpoint in every negative setting. If we are not invited to a fancy party over the weekend, as an example, we can be sad and depressed, or we can see a chance to do a nice picnic with the family instead. It is extremely important that we cultivate and practice positive environment around us. We can start with avoiding violent movies, TV shows, unfriendly, negative people, and news sources in your life. Get rid of them. Determine who are the most negative people and most adverse news sources in your life. Slow down. Don't walk so fast. Don't talk so fast. Don't eat so fast. And don't move so fast. When you calm down, it's going to be easier to focus on positive things in life. Don't make a fuss of little experiences bothering you. Ask yourself, are the little things angering you really worth spending your time and your emotion on them? Do what you can, but don't bang your head against the wall if you can't change anything. Accept it and move on. Stop, breathe deeply, and refocus. Don't let your little fears hold you back from your big ideas. Take a chance and do what you really want in life. Ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen if it doesn't work out the way you want? Find some clarity in your thoughts. Get out of your comfort zone. Take a chance and get out into a fresh air. It helps you sometimes tremendously if you are compassionate and help somebody who needs your help. This can start with just listening to somebody who is lonely, boosting mood or depressed person, or helping physically such as moving the lawn. Smile, play uplifting music, or go with somebody to an inspiring movie. Every healthy mindset also needs a healthy body. Exercise frequently, eat and sleep well. This will make a big impact on your thought and promote optimistic ideas. We all have to take some criticism, sometimes rightfully. Don't take it as an attack on you. Don't take it personally. Take it only as it is. Never forget that criticism can sometimes be very constructive and helpful. Listen to them carefully. Don't reply right away. It is not always about you at all. Reply rationally or just let it go. If somebody really goes under your skin, contemplate carefully how to react. Talk to someone you trust about the problem. This may cool off your emotions. Start every day with a positive attitude. Prepare yourself. How do you want to start your morning? Because this will influence the entire day. Don't rush and allow you to contemplate about the day and what is on your mind. With the right beginning in the morning, you will be in an excellent position to move mindfully through the entire day. See it, hear it, smell it, feel the sun, rain, or cold wind on your skin. It might sound like a small and insignificant thing to do, but this simplifying reconnection with the moment can have a very positive effect on the rest of your body. Every day has something positive in it. You just have to look for it and discover it. Be grateful for what you have. Listen to the music you like. Do an act of kindness every day. Avoid negative thinking. Smile whenever you can. Follow your passion. Meditate. Negativity doesn't have to ruin your day and your life. Take action. Focus your attention on what is really important to you. Conquer your world with a positive attitude. You can find much more information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. The link is available at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pia Kandorfer at Never Give Up Your Dream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self, No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible, Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us, Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore, Whom Can We Still Trust? Find out before it's too late. Liberals Hijacking America. Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. Never give up your dream.us.